The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Announcement tonight. Really excited about what I'm about to tell you. We're supposed to have the Barbecue Bros on. Barbecue Bros has some fantastic rubs. I tell you what, I did not realize how good the Barbecue Bros rubs were until I started using them here recently, regularly. And I tell you, they've got like different regions of the country's rubs, California, Kansas City, Texas. They got six or eight all together to cover the regions, and they did an excellent job. I just can't believe how good they are. So Barbecue Bros should be calling in here in just a few minutes. But I don't know if I should delay the huge announcement or if I should just go ahead and say it. Let's get Randall Bowman's. What do you want me to do, Randall? You want me to go ahead and say it? Well, he might not have heard me. I guess I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. I can't remember what night it was. I think it was Saturday night. I got talking to a certain personality in barbecue, and I asked him if he wanted to start doing a radio show. And, he decided he wanted to. I had to talk him into it just a little bit. And so he said he was supposed to call in tonight. I don't know if we got hung up or what, but anyway, right now, as it stands, believe it or not, Shane Draper, Draper's Barbecue, is going to take over the Wednesday night radio show. You know, just like my man on Tuesday night is doing his, Shane's going to do his on Wednesday night. So Shane Draper has become part of the Barbecue Superstars radio show, and we're so excited about having Shane on and letting him do a radio show. And that's the huge announcement, and we just can't hardly believe that, you know, we got him to do it. But we did. And so I hope he calls in here in just a little bit. But Barbecue Bros is made by, is out of a company called Tampico. Tampico is that drink that you drink. It only costs $1.50 a gallon. Looks like orange juice, but they got orange juice, strawberry juice, grapefruit juice. They got all kinds of juices. They also have a spice company. I didn't know Tampico had a spice company, but sure as the world they do, and that's where Barbecue Bros originates out of. And let me look it up right quick. Barbecue Bros. You know, the one thing about Barbecue Bros is so good is it's just, I don't know, the spices are real, like, got real big grains. It seems like it carries the flavor onto the meat really well. And I just love it to death. I mean, Barbecue Bros is really, really, really good. There's some kind of Spanish fellows up out of California. That's where it hails from, is out of California. And you definitely need to get you some Barbecue Bros. If you go on Facebook, www.facebook.com/BBQBROS, you'll find all their products right there. And we've been talking about trying to get a points chase for the Southeast. And I went ahead and put up a page this past week called the Super Pack. The Super Pack between the GBA, FBA, MBN, and SBN. And I really want to start promoting that idea of having a Southeastern Conference barbecue championship and then having a world championship at the end of the year for 2013. And we're hoping to get everybody on board with that, hoping that, we can come together and the Southeast can get a world championship that's controlled in the Southeast. We got the best cooks in the world in the Southeast, and we need something of our own that hails from the Southeast, because really that seems like that's where the majority of barbecue really is. Hey, BK Barbecue, what's up?
What's up?
I don't know what you're doing, man.
I mean, so we just go back from the Mexican restaurant, eat a little cheese dip.
I tell you what's good is mixing that cheese dip in salsa and eating chips. Man, that is really good.
Yeah. Well, Shelby's done had it all kind of different ways, so.
Hey, do you know one thing you mentioned to me?
What's going on? What are we doing tonight?
Well, Shane Draper's supposed to call in. We're going to, I've already announced that he's going to take Wednesday night radio show. And then Barbecue Bros is supposed to call in a little bit later on. They've got some fantastic rubs, Brad. I've been using them a lot up here on all my stuff. And big grains. And one shaker really lasts a long time because it's so heavy. Yeah. But you found something for your brisket there that's really doing a good job for you, man.
Yeah, if I can get some more of it, we'll see. I got to order some more up today, so.
Tell us a little bit.
3 weeks.
Yeah, tell us about your trip now. You've been gone for 3 weeks.
Started off in Naples. Me and Cody went down there, and we set up right next to Get Her Smoked. Terry and Stump. Or actually, they set up right beside us because they thought we had the lucky bus there. And so they got a first-place pork call. They've been first-place pork in Naples and in Fort Pierce. So, no, Naples and Dundee last weekend had first-place pork. So we hung out in Naples that weekend, and it was a really good event. We got to ride in a swamp buggy for the first time called Beer Run. Supposedly they got kicked out of the cook-off last year because they did that on Friday night. This time we did it on Saturday night. And there was a few alcoholic beverages consumed on top of the swamp buggy. I mean, this thing had 6 foot tall tires on it. Looked like a big pontoon boat on crack.
Good and, God.
Yeah, it was crazy looking, man. It was crazy looking. And, you know, they fired it up, started driving it around the fairground. I'm like, hell yeah. It had, had neon lights on it and everything. One of Papa Hillis's boys had built it or something. You know, and, well, it did pretty good in Naples. We had first place sauce, Smoking Coals. We got first place sauce there. And we got a second place sauce call on our chicken, which had the Smoking Coals rub and sauce on it. So, you know, we went out of there. You know, was happy. We got a couple of calls, you know, even for us for sauce. We got a couple of trophies from the Ziggy Dick's barbecue cook-off. We was happy. And then we went over to Buddy Ma's house at Fort Pierce and went hog hunting and just all kind of stuff, man. We hung out in the country out there and pulled up I think it was Thursday, over at in Fort Pierce at the fairgrounds, St. Lucie Fairgrounds, at the Cowboys Pig Out Contest, which is by far my favorite contest. You know, really, it's my favorite contest I've ever been to. You know, we've got, I think it was 41 teams, and those FBA guys are really nice. They've been really good to us. I think Papa Hillis has wrote some bad words about us in the National Barbecue News. Something about trying to get those Lang boys to go back to South Carolina. But, you know, other than that, we've had some welcoming arms down there. And him, Dana and his wife have been great to us. You know, we cooked with them for the past 3 weekends in a row. And, you know, it's just always – it's always good when you see Papa Hillis walk up. You know you're fixing to have a conversation with him. You know it's going to be a good one. And Cowboys took great care of us. They gave us all, you know, drink cards for Cowboys Thursday night. And, you know, we went out and went up there to the restaurant there in Fort Pierce, which is about 5 miles away, right next to the interstate. Great restaurant. I had the steak there. It was really good. You know, big old T-bone steak. And, you know, we had a large time. Dana and them was there that night. And Dana ended up getting the grand champion at that event. And Blitzkrieg Barbecue was reserved. Forest Fine Foods was third. And Lang Smokers was fourth overall. We got two calls. We got we had an interesting award show. Jim always calls. He'll call 9 names up the stage for chicken. And that's 10th place through 2nd place. And the 1st place guy is still out there in the crowd, you know, wondering why in the hell did not get a call on chicken. So, you know, we didn't get a call on chicken at all. And Cody was upset. My man Cody, he was upset. So they started calling rib names off, and we didn't get to call on ribs either. And he was even more upset because he called, you know, like I say, 10 through 2, and we didn't get a call. And I knew, my ribs were really, really good. I didn't say nothing about them that day. They were the best ribs I ever put in a turn-in box. So, you know, he called first place ribs, and it was us, of course. And Cody wasn't nowhere to be found because he was supposed to do backflips if we got first place. And, so we got a call, and as soon as I walked off the stage, he called us again for pork. That was my first place ribs in Florida. So, I got a trophy over here now looking at this. Looks nice. But we got called back up there for pork, and, you know, he started calling names, and I knew our pork was pretty good that day. We tried a new presentation, which really seems to be working for the FBA. You know, we're getting all 10s, maybe 1 9.5 on presentation in our ribs, our pork, and our brisket. So, you know, I'm happy with that. I'm glad I don't have to worry about presentation no more, you know, as long as I can keep duplicating that. Well, we got fifth place pork. And didn't get a call on brisket. So, you know, we caught us overall people up. So I don't know if we got fourth place. Fourth place overall. And, you know, I was up there with Forrest, you know, and Big Papa and Gitter Smoked and everybody. And, you know, it's just it's a real honor to cook with that caliber of cook teams, you know, and be able to do well with them, you know. I'm not going to say, you know, doing well against them because, you know, we're all doing it together. You know, it's the FBA is, you know, the South Carolina Barbecue Association is where we started at. And, you know, there's some great people in each barbecue organization, but to be an outsider completely and, you know, to be able to go down to Florida and be accepted and so many friends down there, I mean, it's awesome to have these people, you know, that you can cook with. You know, they're like, what are y'all doing here? You know, well, we're cooking barbecue, man. We're having a good time. You know, we're the Lang Smokers team. We're representing them. And we're displaying some grills and some fire rings. And, you know, we're blessed to be in the position we're in, and we're doing it. Ben's real happy with our scoring. Once we left Fort Pierce, and Fort Pierce is not a competition you leave on Saturday night because they had the Budweiser bar set up there right in the middle of everything. And they had these bottoms-up cups, man. They had a little magnet in the bottom of them. And these, these women who looked very nice, I hate it was cold out there. They set your beer down this little silver machine, man, that fills it up from the bottom. It's wild. I got to meet the guy later on that night that you know, that invented that. He was from Ireland, I believe, so they know a good bit about beer drinking. I got to meet Peter Bush, who owns all the Budweiser dealerships in Florida. Nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. He's real humble. He's out there drinking beer. But Peter Bush is Anheuser-Busch's grandson.
Holy kamala.
So, yeah, I shook his hand a couple times, and I tried to buy him a beer, but they wouldn't let me. So.
Wow.
I think it was his bar they was drinking at. Anyway. But Mr. Peter Bush, you know, big shout out to him. You know, he's the one that really sponsored this event heavily and took care of all the cook teams, and we had some good prize money down there. You know, first place ribs was like $500. We got checked for, you know, I think $350 for fourth overall, and got like $100 for fifth place pork. So, you know, we had a blast at that competition. I mean, like I said, that's my favorite competition to go to. And you know, we walked away with $1,000. You know, enough to get us down the road and get to the next one in Dundee. But Saturday night they had a Confederate Railroad concert and a Kentucky Headhunters concert.
My God.
And I thought, you know, Confederate Railroad was going to be the highlight of the show. Not knocking Confederate Railroad at all. They put on a great show. But I have never seen the Kentucky Headhunters in action before, especially after a few beers. But, man, they put on an awesome show. That drummer they got,
mm-hmm.
I mean, man, these guys walked off the stage for like 30 minutes. And that drummer was back there just getting off, son. He was boom, 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 all night long, it seemed like. Yeah, he did real good. Kentucky Headhunters put on an awesome show. And, you know, they had a meet and greet with the band. And, like I say, they had the beer truck there and, you know, Cowboys food was vending everywhere, and Yeah, they had a great time. And we left there. We left Fort Pierce, you know, Sunday morning, you know, after we recovered from the me and Cody's recovered from the wild Saturday night. I think Cody talked to so many people, he was he lost his voice pretty much, you know, thank God, because he finally shut up for a few minutes. but we was able to leave Fort Pierce. I think we left there Monday. And went up to Dundee, and Dundee's where I kind of grew up at, there in the Lake Wells area. And we stayed at the world-famous Cherry Pocket Fish Camp, which has an awesome bar and restaurant there on Lake Pierce in Lake Wells, Florida. I got to see my old house where we used to live when I was a kid. I got to fish in the same canal when I fished when I was a kid. And, you know, we had a good week there. We stayed there Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And, you know, all I can say is the Jaeger bombs in Florida are like, you know, you order one Jaeger bomb down there, it's like getting three of them up here. That girl filled up that 12-ounce cup.
All right, we've got 1-1-1-1-1-1. Who's this?
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now. I grab back y'all every time that dangled dog across the sea started yapping at y'all 24 hours a day, and nobody answered. You called. How you supposed to come out and do anything about that dog if you're just going to get a dang old computer ain't going to come over here and just shut that dang old dog up?
Did you catch that?
Yeah. What's going on?
He said, I've been calling y'all for 24 hours and y'all will never answer. And the dog's over here making a lot of noise. You shut the damn computer down and go over here and get this dog.
Who's that?
I don't have any idea. He hid his phone number.
Where'd he go?
Well, a lot of times if guys start off like that, he'll end up saying something really rank here in a minute. You know what I mean? He wouldn't show his phone number, so like
sound
we had
like
a guy.
Damon Woolley. Sound like Damon Woolley from Woolley Bully Barbecue Mafia. We went to Dundee, which was the first annual event, Southern Smokers. We had 21 professional teams there, which was, you know, a lot of the guys we've been cooking with the past two weekends. And once again, we set up right beside Gitter Smoke, which we did every weekend. And, you know, I don't know if we'll be able to this weekend or not for Lakeland, but we hung out with Stump and Terry. And, you know, we got the Lang fired up, you know, next to their trailer. You know, he's got that little vacuum on the side of his grill, that little barbecue guru, little blower fan. And he's actually, you know, sucking the smoke out of our Lang and putting it through that Stumps.
Oh.
And, man, it puts out some good barbecue, boy, let me tell you.
Really?
What
was the name of the cooker?
What's that?
Was it the regular Stumps or was it the Monster? Or?
Nah, they got a regular a Stumps, a big old Stumps.
Okay.
He's got one custom one in the trailer, the Gitter Smoke Custom, which is a beautiful cooker, by the way. That cooker that Terry's got mounted inside his trailer there is an awesome cooker. It's got some custom vinyl on it and whatnot. And, you know, we hung out there. They gave us an Italian buffet Friday night. It was in the shopping center. It was at the Winn-Dixie parking lot, which, you know, hopefully we won't be in the Winn-Dixie parking lot next year. You know, they gave us ice. They gave us a dinner. They gave us some nice cooker packets. And, you know, here we go again. You know, we're at another competition, and I was able to go down to Max Meats in Winter Haven. He's got some great meat, by the way. And you know, we got to the award show and we had fourth place chicken and fourth place ribs, which the ribs was about like the ones we did in Fort Pierce, but they just didn't quite have the appearance. They wasn't as dark and as, you know, all the same color as the ones over there, but they had a good flavor to them. That Lang really puts out some good chicken and ribs, man. I mean, really everything, but the chicken and ribs, I don't know, those ribs, it's like really, really soak up some smoke, man. They're really good off that Lang. So, we had fourth place chicken, fourth place ribs, eighth place pork, and third place brisket. So, and we ended up being fourth overall there, too. So, to be, you know, fourth overall 2 weeks in a row, me and Cody was happy. We're going to Lakeland this weekend. We're leaving out, we're leaving out Thursday. So, we'll, looking forward to our first KCBS event down there in Florida. And, you know, we've heard a lot of stories about Lakeland. You know, I was wanting to go down there and maybe try to vend. You know, a lot of people try to vend a bunch of ribs and stuff down there. But, you know, we're just going to go down there and concentrate on the competition and, you know, get our first KCBS competition under our belt this year. And, you know, I know Tuffy Stone's going to be there. I saw that on his Facebook today. And we're looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to get started on KCBS. You know, hopefully we'll have a little success there. They've got over 80 pro teams, you know, and, you know, my goal is to get two trophies from down there, you know, if they give them, you know, for top 10 or whatever, you know, we hope to get, you know, two big calls down there, and we're going to really concentrate, you know, do what we can do, and, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm going to do I've really gotten used to cooking with no garnish. These FBA boxes where, you know, you don't have to worry about garnish. You know, it's all about the meat. There's, you know, all meat in the box. You know, use the meat as your garnish. I really enjoy doing that, but, you know, we got to mess with a little garnish this weekend, and we'll see what happens. You know, I would really like to take a chance and do no garnish, but I think you got to put something in there if you want to win, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I tell you, now, I was at the Lakeland last year, and Grog and Hogs, where you go and turn your box in, Grog and Hogs was parked there. You go around the corner, and it was Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe, and right beside him was Myron Mixon. And then you go down around the corner, and it was Tuffy Stone, Johnny Trigg, Rod Gray, and one other big name. They kind of put them around the corner out of the front lineup. But, you know, you take the top 50 KCBS teams, and they'll every single one of them will be there. And then the top FBA teams will fall out. I'm sure Hillis and I know Whiskey Ben will be there.
Dana's not coming this weekend. He's going to be he's got a big steak cook he's got to do. You know, for some cookers there, he's doing a big steak cook-off. He borrowed a grill from somebody, one of them big old Weber King Ranches or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We helped him load it up in the back of his truck Saturday night in Dundee. But yeah, he said he wasn't going to be there. He's going to do a little steak cook-off or steak cooking for some of his buddies there.
You know, I don't think he was there last year either. Well, how about
that?
But I know Whiskey Ben will be there, and
I've been looking for Whiskey Ben at these shows, man. I mean, I thought he was coming.
You know, from what he was saying lately, I think that his work has really taken off. Like, he's having to go to foreign countries, and he's done gotten his work big down in there. So I think his work might be holding him up a little bit. You know, last year he was at just about every single one of them. What's Swamp Boys? Swamp Boys last year vended and competed. And I tell you what, that
they got like a front home row at the entrance that's all vending. And them guys made a lot of money because it's a heavily attended event. There might be, you know, 50,000 people there on a half-acre piece of land or an acre piece of land. The other thing about Lakeland was there was this one guy. You go down, like, the main road, and you take a left, and he probably had a $1 million RV. It was the most expensive and the baddest RV. He pulled it over on the side, and he had his family out there. I don't think he was exactly vending. I don't know if he was competing. He was just the Donald Trump of barbecue, and I went by and asked him twice on the way out. I said, "Hey, you know anybody who's got an RV?" And then when I came back down, I took video of it, and I said, "Hey, bud, you don't know anybody who's got an RV, do you?" And he had this RV. It was about a 50-footer, and it was in excess of $1 million. I mean, you just look at it, and you're like, my God, how can anybody afford that? But Lakeland really is like the start of the KCBS year. It's like the let's get started contest, and these guys who've sat around for a month will all be there. So BK, man, so now you got your work cut out for you. Now, I will say this. There might be a few less stars at Lakeland than there was at the National Barbecue Cup, because the National Barbecue Cup got Big Mo from Idaho. No, Iowa. Big Mo from
Big
Iowa. And, both of them was there. And there were some barbecue pitmaster stars at the National Barbecue Cup that I've never seen in the East before. There's a young white man that's pretty heavy. He was all the way at the front of the one line, just right beside the rolling grill. And I've never seen him on the East Coast before. And there he was. Really, it was like a who's who from the barbecue pitmasters. And I don't know if you've seen it, but the Big Green Egg at the National Barbecue Cup actually came out and did a little television show with Big Mo from Iowa and Mo Kayson. And I think you've probably seen him out there with the cameras and all.
Big Green Egg is going to do a show in Augusta, too, February the 10th and 11th. That wine and swine and wine festival or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be there for that also. But yeah, I can't wait till Lakeland. I can't wait to get there. And luckily, I had talked to Ben about trying to do some vending or whatever. And I didn't know what he wanted to do, but we're gonna go down there and just concentrate on the competition, keep it simple, and I can't wait to turn them ribs, and we'll see how we do down there. I'm really,
hey, now
really
Stan Hayes is in the chat room, and he says, "Hey, Daryl, with the tornadoes in Alabama last night, early today, Operation Barbecue Relief is looking for volunteers to help cook, donate, or help. If we do, we will need money. Clay, Alabama is where we are looking to set up." I didn't hear about them tornadoes. You hear about that, BK?
No, sir, I did not, which I hadn't watched the news either. I'm not a big news watcher, so.
211 homes destroyed and another 200 damaged, so there's probably going to be in excess of 4,000 or 5,000 people or something that are going to be with no place to live. So get with Stan Hayes on Facebook, S-T-A-N, last name H-A-Y-S, and or Operation Barbecue Relief. And this is your chance to volunteer, step up. I didn't know they had too many tornadoes in January. I usually thought they were like in May and stuff. 19,000 people without power.
Mm.
Wow. My goodness. I didn't know. Wow. It's been too warm, hasn't it? Well, cool down.
I know it's been warm in Florida. It's cold as shit up here.
Oh, it's up here in McCormick.
It's been cold and rainy all day.
What was the temperature like down there in Florida?
I don't know. I never put a pair of pants on except for twice.
Oh, shoot, really?
You know, I was doing barbecue competitions in January barefoot. I come back, you know, I get home like 6 o'clock Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Candy and Shelby's in the bed. I went there and got in the shower. Wake up the next morning, she's like, she looked at me, "Damn, you know what a suntan."
Oh, my God, you had a sun come on with suntan.
I was like, well, you know, been chilling in the lake, baby. Yeah, so you going to be able to come down this weekend? You going to do some shooting down there or what?
Yeah. I'll definitely be around. What time are you going to leave on Thursday?
I don't know, man. Just whenever. But we ain't taking the bus.
Hey, Rob, what's up, man?
Well, the camp is here.
Talk about your grand entrances.
I tell you what, I wasn't going to call in, but, you know, guys, I had to call in, and, you know, we've got some big news on the horizon. We're not going to break it tonight, but it is going to be a breaking story. As the week goes on, guys, I would encourage you to tune in. Now, Dale and Ashley, are you going to be on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, definitely tune in Wednesday. We may have everything signed, sealed, and delivered. If not, then you got to tune in Thursday, folks. We got a big announcement coming up, and I mean big. So what you guys up to tonight?
Well, we just announced.
I'm fixing my hair now because the damn helicopter blew my damn hair all over.
While we're on the radio, we reserved our rooms in Indianapolis, Indiana for the Super Bowl. So we got to resume our rooms reserved for that Thursday night. But then Stan Hayes has made a huge announcement. There was 200 houses destroyed. In Alabama, Operation Barbecue Relief is going to be coming. But, man, Brad has told us so much. There's been a lot of stuff going on in Florida, man. It's been big time down in there.
Yeah, I spoke to Brad as he was going down there, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to him over the weekend, so I'd love to talk to BK and find out how he did over the weekend.
It was our best showing yet. We had there's only 21 pro teams there, but you know, there was in the FBA, man, there's so many good teams. It's amazing the concentration of really good barbecue teams that are down there. You know, and it's an honor for us to cook with these guys every weekend. But I can honestly say I beat Papa Hillis in ribs in Fort Pierce. That was my biggest accomplishment. Man, Papa Hillis is always number one ribs.
But wow.
Not Fort Pierce. He was number two, baby. He was number two, and BK was number one. Lane Smokers was up there loud and proud. Cody was doing backflips and all kind of stuff down there. But in Dundee, we had fourth place chicken, fourth place ribs, eighth place pork, and third place brisket. So we was real happy. You know, thankful for Getter Smoked. He helped me out on my brisket. And really, I didn't expect Terry to do that. Terry's team of the year last year. You know, and he told me before, you know, if I ever need any help, to ask him. And I'll need some help on my brisket. I wasn't real happy with the way my brisket's been turning out.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the secret stuff to rub on it, you know, told me what it was. And, you know, we actually beat him in brisket, you know. And I hated to ask him about that.
You know, you always hear about that. Somebody wanted to help somebody else, and damn, if it didn't beat him in it.
Well,
Brad, where do you go to next, my friend?
We're leaving out for Lakeland Wednesday or Thursday. So,
okay.
And then we're coming back here for a couple weeks. Hopefully we'll see you guys at the Wine and Swine Festival.
Absolutely.
And Wine and Swine or Swine and Wine?
It is actually Wine and Swine. You know what, and I'm glad you said that. You kind of jogged my memory. It's just been such a good but hectic weekend, man. So many people are calling now, and you just wouldn't believe how this phone rings now because barbecue is here, folks. Saturday, February the 11th in beautiful Augusta, Georgia, the city of Augusta, they have reached out to us. And I know Daryl and I will be there. We're honored and privileged that the city has reached out to us. And I got the call from the organization actually throwing the tournament. It's called the First Tee of Augusta. And they have invited us down. And Daryl and I are going to be down Saturday morning, folks, and we're going to stay till late evening, and we're going to get it done. We're going to go around and talk to the organizers, a lot of the teams, watch the Wine and Swine tasting event from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And I would encourage you. BK, you know, wine's a lot stronger than what you think. So you get to imagine 10,000 people, 20,000 people, 30,000 people, if I may, walking around all drunk up.
That's just another day in Augusta, man. Just another day in Augusta.
Anybody who's ever gone down to Augusta with me on the Wednesday practice round knows what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I'm ecstatic. They've reached out to us. The contract is signed, sealed, and delivered. They're going to have the barbecue superstar himself, Big D, and, of course, the main man, Hot Rod. And we're going to We're gonna have a good time, and I know Daryl. You and I have been talking about this off the grid here, and I know Daryl. That's got to make you excited, man. People are starting to really reach out to us now.
Yeah, you know everything's starting to pop and crack, and I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of support out there for this Super PAC, a lot more than I thought, and I almost feel like the people in the Southeast have been waiting for something like this to happen. And we want to bring it on, you know. We want to get the right people in place, and we want to work with all four of those sanctioning bodies. We're dead serious about doing this. Let's kick it off in 2013. Let's get it together this year. Let's get all – and I tell you what, I've already contacted my web people, and we can put up a competition structure to keep up with what the national rankings are and who's going to be in the top 25. You know, as a combined from the four sanctioning bodies before we go into the World Championship in 2013. And I'm just really excited, Rod.
Well, Darryl, we put in our work 2011, and, you know, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of things that long days, late hours. Of course, we put a lot of our own financials in it, and you know, Darryl, you got to start somewhere, folks, and see hard work pays off. If this is a lesson to any young team out there, let me give you a word: persistence. Persistence pays off, folks, and what that means is you got to get at something, you got to stay at something, and continue to work. And you know, even Brad, I know Brad Kane can relate to it. Brad had a good year last year. He traveled a lot, but you know what, folks? Now Brad's really starting to play with some of the big boys now, and you know he's starting to slowly chip away first in ribs, first in chicken, fourth here, third there, second there. And folks, that's called persistence. That's called persistence and hard work. And anybody who is determined at what they do and has passion for what they do, folks, I'm going to tell you, persistence pays off. And that old cliche that you hear all these coaches say is practice makes perfect. And that's a true statement, Darryl. And even you and I, you know, we went out there and we shot video in March of 2011. It was okay. And then we shot more video in April of 2011. It was better. And then we shot more video in June of 2011. It was pretty good. And then in September of 2011, it was really good. And then in December, our Christmas show, you know, was superb. You know what I mean? It's a slow progression, guys. And everybody goes through it, no matter who you are, no matter if you're a great cook like Brad Kay, or if you're in the media world like Big D and myself. Folks, you've got to pay your dues, and it takes hard work. And I tell you what, we are excited, and I know for us, February is going to be our kickoff month for us. It just January got just too hectic, unfortunately, with Daryl and I. But February, folks, Saturday, February 11th, right there in beautiful Augusta, Georgia, Wine and Swine. Come on by, meet the crew of Hot Rod TV and, of course, the Barbecue Superstars Network. And then we're going to take a week off, and then we're coming back even bigger and better right there in Perry, Georgia, right underneath Marietta and Atlanta, folks, for Pigs and Wings, of course, Miss Audrey Evans, Barbecue Times. We're going to be there February 24th, 25th. Be sure to come on out there for that. That's going to be a good one, I'm telling you. That's going to be big. That is going to be one of those contests, Daryl, and you know this, and I want to get your opinion on this, that once Audrey gets up and going, that is going to be a big deal because, you know, there's so many great competitors here in SBN, Memphis, Florida, and, of course, Georgia. Daryl, I think this contest has potential to be huge. How about you, bud?
Well, I tell you, the GPA is really exciting right now, and I think everybody in the Southeast needs to get involved in the GPA. Mr. Faircloth was on a radio show the other week, and they're just going at it. They're going for it. You don't have to buy a whole hog. They've got the same categories as the MBN, but instead of a whole hog, they're doing a pork loin, which I really believe is a – and some of the pork loins that they're producing out there are huge. They may as well be a whole hog. They're so big. But, you know, definitely the GPA, I'm really excited about it. And really, him being on the show, us talking thing over, is what started the idea of the SuperPAC. And, I mean, the GPA kind of helped us get it started. Now, I'm not taking away from the other three because I'm including the other three. Because
of course.
As a group together, for this Super PAC, man, I tell you what, it gets exciting real quick, and it's a little equalizer for the Southeast versus Kansas.
Well, remember now, Daryl, we're not going to pick on anybody. We're going to stay above that. But let's just say the 411 Network better watch out.
Yeah, because we're gonna get something going that's big, and, you know, along with it, of course, for 2013, we'd like to get a Super PAC National Barbecue Tour together and take all four sanctioned bodies' information and pass it out nationally, take it to all the food venues that are not even barbecue so we can get our name out. And, hey, let's include barbecue, get a contest going with this. And I'll tell you one that is really good. In Maryland, they have the Hot Sauce National Show Convention, and I would love to carry – the four sanctioned bodies up there and pass them out to everybody and say, look, let's do a hot sauce show, but let's get about 60, 70, 80 barbecue teams out here. Let's compete with one of these sanctioned bodies so you guys can get involved with the future world championship that's going to be located in Cummins, Georgia, with Mr. Randall Bowman sitting right on top of it. And that's what we need to get worked out here. And, what do you think there, BK? What do you think about that idea?
That sounds great, man. That sounds great. You know, it's going to be a big year, and, you know, I hope it all works out. I, you know, I hate to say this, but the Augusta Wine and Swine Festival,
uh-huh.
I'm going down there with my game on, been practicing all month, and we're in it to win it, baby. I'm coming home with a trophy in Augusta.
I love it.
Well, you only live, what, about 40 miles from there?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm inviting everybody in the state to bring it on. You know, bring your top game. We're going to have our top game on. And them ribs, son, them smoking toast ribs are off the chain. You know, we'll tell you the rubs we'll use. We'll tell you the sauce. You got to cook them on a lane, brother. You got to cook them on a lane, and you got to know how to cook them. And I'm bringing my game to Augusta. I can't wait. So I'm out. I saw that.
Whoa!
I saw that on Facebook, and I just, yes, you know, I get to cook butts and ribs in my backyard. I ain't got to drive 12 hours. You know, we've been practicing, man. I got a lot of confidence going into Augusta. I got a lot of confidence going in Lakeland this weekend, to be honest. You know, we're going to concentrate on our stuff, and we've listened to some great cooks over the last month, and, you know, they told us, you know, to keep it simple and turn in a good product. And you know, you got to win your table of judges. You got to win them over from the second they open the box up. And, you know, I talked with Chad at Whiskey Bent. You know, he gave me a couple tips before I even started in Florida. And, you know, I've only met him once or twice in Orlando last year. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him. He will be in Lakeland this weekend, so hopefully get to hang out with them guys. But, you know, Augusta, you know, they better bring it, son, because I got it with me, and, you know, we're gonna show out in Augusta. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, no!
Rescued from the brink of death. Transformed by radical technology.
We can rebuild him.
Part man. Part weapon. All bionic. Steve Austin is the $6 million man on the side.
Oh, sound like the $6 million man's headed that way to Augusta.
I tell you what, you know what though, I love that confidence. You know, that is what I'm about, folks. And you know, people that know me know that I am confident and I bring it. And I love that Brad has issued an ultimatum to not only to, you know, Western South Carolina, but also, you know, Eastern Georgia. There, I love that, and only good things can happen when you issue challenges like that, guys. Only good things can happen, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to come down there ourselves, Daryl, and shine and impress and wow everybody. And really, I tell you, being a new event now, I am a little bit concerned, Daryl. I don't mind telling you, because you know how we roll: jet styling, limousine riding, helicopter flying.
Well, I mean, long as I can get in the helicopter and safely get out, I'm fine, man. It's just when all these girls that are built kind of heavy up top come running around, it might knock me down, my cameras and stuff. It gets to be a problem. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Dale, you got to keep the fans happy, brother. That's, you know, and I told you that there when you invited me on, and you told me Hot Rod, you simply told me. This is what you told me down here in Columbia, South Carolina. You said, Hot Rod, take me to the top. And now that I've taken you to the top, you got to keep the fans happy, Big D. So if they need an autograph, give them an autograph. If they need a hug, give them a hug. If they need a kissy pooch, give them a kissy pooch. it's hell when you're on top, baby.
Hey, now, down at Fort Pierce, that rodeo, I mean, was there a lot of people there, and did they ride bulls or just horses, or how'd they do it?
Oh, yeah, they had a full-out PBR rodeo. It was awesome, you know, and there was over 8,000 people just at the rodeo. I know the stadium that they had it in held 8,000 people. You know, that place was packed, you know, and I didn't have a whole lot of time to check out the rodeo. There was this big Bud Light bar kind of right in the way of it. And every time you walked by it, you know, you was just drawn over there for some reason. I'm not sure why.
I understand.
You know, there were these Budweiser girls, you know, that were very, very nice.
I could think of two big reasons, you know.
Yeah, two big reasons and one little one down below. And I do mean little. Yeah, we're leaving the bus at home this weekend. We're just going down for the weekend. We leave old Betsy at the shop, and we're breaking out the barbecue trailer again. You know, I was out there. I went to the shop this morning. My first time I've been back in like 3 weeks, and I looked at my old trailer out there. And that thing was just sitting out there shining, man. It looks so clean. And We loaded up stereo and all today, and I got my toolbox. You know, ever since I've got everything kind of simplified, you know, I have my toolbox, and you know, I can fill that thing up with two bins of stuff and have everything I need for a competition. So, you know, we're taking the trailer down this weekend to Lakeland, and we're also taking the trailer out to Vegas at the end of March, and me and Steve Overlay, we're going to work it out somehow where me and him set up right next to each other. And let me tell you, son, you can get some good footage when you got me and Steve Overlay next to each other. And
man, I'll tell you now, just having your trailers side by side is going to be something crazy. But you get both you guys and your trailers, man. Dang, it's going to blow Barbecue Superstars up.
dang, skip it.
They got these Texas cow skulls with the horns on both of them. And, it's a lot of similarities, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, mine's better. You know, you can say what he wants. Mine's better.
I agree. Well, you know, guys, I was telling you a little bit earlier, I was kind of throwing that tease out there about that big announcement. Let me tell you, Brad, that Las Vegas competition, that announcement that we're going to make either Wednesday night or Thursday night right here on the BBQSuperstars.com network, guys, that announcement that we're going to break, Brad, will pertain to that Vegas show at the end of March, 1st of April. I can tell you that, my friend. So this is going to be a big announcement. I don't want to give too much, but that show right there also, you know, will be included in this big breaking announcement right here exclusively on BBQSuperstars.com. So, guys, I would encourage you to tune in not only Wednesday, but tune in Thursday and, of course, tune in Friday because we're going to have
and
a lot
Tuesday,
of fun.
Tuesday, don't forget about Whiskey Man in the pit. He'll be on tomorrow night. Got to tune in for that.
Fantastic show. And then we'll have the inaugural show for Shane Draper. Shane Draper is going to start his own radio show, Barbecue Superstars, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock right here. Now, if Shane shows up, I won't be on there. But Thursday night, tune in. We'll have the announcement. If Shane does show up, we'll have it on Thursday. But Shane Draper will be right here. He's a new member of the Barbecue Superstars Radio Network broadcasting unit, and we're so excited about Shane. Shane's got one of the number one barbecue sauces in the world, got a great barbecue rub, and he's associated with Tucker Cookers. Tucker Cookers is a fantastic cooker, a little lighter weight than maybe the Lang, but a good backyard, and very convenient the way it's built. So Shane Draper will be on here Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and I guess it's about time to go. Is there anything you wanted to say before we go there, BK?
Boys, better bring it to Augusta. That's all I'm going to say. I'm on it, son. I'm on it. We win in it. We bring it home. You know, I'm not a cocky person, but, man, I'm looking forward to Augusta. Man, it's going to be SBN.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what organization it is. Bring it on, baby. We got it. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Rod, take us out with some big words, bud.
Well, guys, simply put, the number one leading authority in the world of barbecue, guys, BBQSuperstars.com. And, guys, I love you, and when I get ready to turn this key, duck.
Well, I'll tell you, I've really enjoyed our show tonight, and we hope you all enjoyed it, too. And Whiskey Ben in the Pit. Number one national barbecue radio show in the country, number one food show on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow night, Wednesday, Shane Draper, and then our main man, 1-on-1 with the champ on Thursday night. And they're working on all the arrangements for Operation Barbecue Relief for Alabama. Make sure you get in touch with Stan Hayes. Immediately after this broadcast, you can get together and help them. And they'll take volunteers all the way up. So if you listen to this on iTunes later on, go ahead and get with Stan Hayes. Stan, give me a phone number. If you got a phone number of some kind so they don't have to look up.
OperationBarbecueRelief.com, I believe, is their website, too. All the information's on there.
Okay, OperationBarbecueRelief.com. And make sure you get a hold of Stan. A worthy cause. 211 houses destroyed, 200 damaged, 90,000 people out of electric. Wow. seems like Alabama might be a place to move out of right now. What do y'all think? Yeah. 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of rough down in there. But anyway, well, we're going to end it off with a little Merle Haggard tonight, Silver Wings. Phone number is 816-876-9019. That's the number, 816-876-9019. Call Stan Hayes right there. Get on the road. Let's help out some people who need help and are desperate. 211 houses destroyed in Operation Barbecue Relief. Well, this is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars saying barbecue is about the SBN, the FBA, the GBA, and the MBN Super Pack. That's what it's about, baby. We want to bring our own world championship to the Southeast and end it in Cummins, Georgia at the National Barbecue Cup, and that's what we're about. All right, this is Daryl signing off with Little Merle Haggard.
So wash your hands before and after you play with your meat.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away. Don't leave me, I cried. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sun. Somewhere in flight, they're taking you away, leaving me lonely. Silver wings, slowly fading out of sight.
Has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.